Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
You want to do it again?
Why? It was good. You didn't like it?
You were like delayed.
Oh my God. Okay. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your slugging couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is April 29th, 2013,
and this is episode 105.
Hello.
Man, I feel like you're low for some odd reason.
I don't know why you think I'm low.
I don't know.
I am totally... Hey, I'm just doing what I've always been doing.
Yeah.
And I ain't done nothing wrong.
I know. So
I would like for you not to blame me.
No. I'm trying... It's me, because I'm the one working the board. You know what I'm saying? So, just want to say hello, and you're listening to the Valentine Cast. And I'm Jay. That's my lovely wife, who I, of course, won the lottery by having on my side, Renee Valentine.
You're saying I cost money, is what you're saying.
Well, don't everybody cost money?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, apparently I got lucky and got Jay because he lets me do whatever I want. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Now, I'm just curious because I want to say what's up to our live chat room. I mean, we have a lot of people there. Thanks for hanging out with us. I mean, you guys are listening to us live right now. And help the brother out. Is Renee low or is it just me?
You're supposed to ask them this before the show even starts. That's what most people do.
Well, that is true.
That's what I'm a little quiet.
Uh-huh.
You need to turn me up. That's what podcasts who are professional and dedicated do. They talk. I could use some more bass.
Hundo, is this better?
Yeah.
I could use some more bass.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what's up. Yeah, I mean, coming in low.
I'm talking right at the mic, and you have to admit.
Yep.
Am I talking here? Is this better?
No, I mean, you're fine.
Maybe I need to move it like straight on.
I'm pretty sure it's probably me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, everybody else says it's low.
Well, oh. Okay.
JK Grammar said I'm low. Different studio said I'm
a little
quiet.
Well, JK Grammar said she sounds okay.
I sound okay. Maybe a little low is what he said.
Oh. I guess if I should read the whole thing.
Hi, everybody.
Yep.
So you all get to sit through our little banter, which we don't usually have because we usually have this all worked out. But it's been a crazy day today. For those of you all who are joining us live,
Yep. Know
that we are about an hour and a half later than we normally are.
Yeah, we're totally the slugging couple because we went to a Louisville Bats baseball game.
sorry.
The Louisville Bats were taking on the Lehigh Iron Pigs.
I'm so glad you remember that because guess what? I did not remember that.
Yep. That is true. The Lehigh Iron Pigs.
And I have to say, even though we went to a baseball game, I saw maybe a minute of the game because we were in a suite with hot dogs.
We were.
And popcorn.
We were.
Chicken tenders.
Yep. Definitely.
So free food is better than a baseball game.
Because that was totally a part of our... horrible, Jay. Because that was part of our...
Weekend Wrap-Up!
That's how you people say it, right?
What do you mean, you people?
Yes.
Yep, and I turned it down.
Yes, so. JK Grammar. We had lots of Frankfurters.
Frankfurters.
Chili and onions and cheese.
Yep, can I get a Frankfurter?
Frankfurters. Baseball is the most boringest game on the planet.
Yes.
Send your hate mail to me, and I will promptly put it in the trash.
Nope, I won't. I'll read it, and I'll say it's still
so
horrible.
Boring. It's like, okay, I was saying to Jay, they've changed the rules for every other sport, baseball, if they just put a time limit on it, it'll be so much better.
Right.
Like, why does it need to go for 3+ hours? Just chop that stuff up.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this because at the baseball game, they give you these little cards, these bingo cards, right? And on these bingo cards, I guess to keep people involved. So it has, for each number, a catcher, like if the catcher goes up the bat and if he grounds out, that's a letter that, or like B9, and you have to punch B9 out. And they do this to keep the crowd busy.
Do you know what it reminded me of?
Old folk.
When you give crayons and a coloring sheet to kids at a restaurant.
Right, right.
And if your sport needs that, you need to reexamine it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
So I'm just putting it out there. So, but so yeah, Jay's wonderful boss got.
Yeah, it's my manager.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had a team. We had a team.
It was a team outing.
We had so with my team, we have about 10 people, and we have two folks that work not in the Louisville office. They actually work remote. So every year we get together, have a strategic team meeting where we spend the day and we talk about direction of the team, how we can we, you know, get involved with the core principles of our company, you know, how can we make it better and stuff like that. So we do that once a year. And then also afterwards, you know, we kind of do something together as a team. So, you know, my boss got us one of our, I guess, C-class executives had a suite at the Bats stadium, and we were able to get the suite. You know, it was catered and everything else. I mean, it wasn't like some big launch,
no.
You know. I mean, it was probably, the thing is probably big as this, our office.
No, it was bigger than our office.
Maybe.
A little bit. It was like our office and a half of our office.
I don't know, because, I mean, I could see it work. I mean, because right there at the closet, with the closet right there,
right.
That's where the food was.
Yeah.
Then there was a little bar that went down here.
And there was enough room for, like...
For two round tables, two bar
tables. And then it went
table.
Over that way a little
and,
bit.
And that'll be over that way, Renee.
Anyway, I don't think so. But it was so funny. As I was sitting there,
right.
I was... the little player portrait came up on the board, and... It was some person with a name that wasn't an American name. And mm-hmm. I looked it up, and the name means struggling.
Right.
And I was trying to figure out why a parent would name their child struggling. But Jay was like, maybe they had a hard birth. That's still kind of wrong, though.
Right, right.
It's a Hebrew name, but it's horrible. Horrible. But yep.
Why you got called their his name?
It was horrible.
It's not like his name was Ebsidy.
Ebsidy?
You know, you remember
whose name is Ebsidy?
Remember the patient?
Oh, Ebsidy.
The
yes.
patient's name
A B C
was
D
A B C D E.
We never talked
That's
about this.
That's how you spelled
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my sister has a patient whose name is Ebsidy.
You're not supposed to.
What?
Hippo, babe.
It's not. It's a first name. Like Ebsidy.
Like
and it's spelled.
How many people you know?
A B C D E.
How do you? How
Ebsidy.
How many people you know named Ebsidy?
Not many, but I doubt anybody's really gonna meet Ebsidy. That's all I'm saying. It's
yep.
fine. It's HIPAA. So, am I gonna get in trouble?
You probably won't, but.
Oh.
If they happen to listen.
Well, we can just blank that out.
You can go blank it out.
I will.
That's
don't you roll your eyes at me. I will blank it out.
Well, you just do this a little bit. You don't think it out.
Yes, we will fix it in post. For those of you all who didn't get to hear where we heard the name Ebsidy, then I apologize.
Yeah.
But the name
now
is...
Now I got to fix it in the video, too.
No, you don't. What?
I had to fix in the video, too, so.
No one's really gonna... Okay, all right. Anyway, so, yeah. Who makes Jay do more work? Renee makes Jay do more work.
I'm halfway tempted to just start over.
Well, we can start over if you want.
No, that's fine.
It'll totally...
No, it's cool.
frustrate we're everybody good. In the chat room. So
nope. Yeah. Well, it's not the fact. Okay, so JK, you know, JK Ramza, if your name is Epsody, you deserve to be called out. No, that's what we were doing. We were calling him out, but we didn't have to give the origin.
We didn't have to say where we heard it from. Because that is PHI.
Yeah.
Anyway. Even like first name is PHI if there's nothing else.
Well, that name is unique enough.
I'm sure there's plenty of other people named Epsody.
Well, Google it. Google it and let me know how many people you find with their name as Epsody. That's not a cartoon character.
This is a horrible, horrible beginning to the show. So the baseball game was good. Had chili dogs and nachos and pretzels and chicken tenders. It was yummy.
Right.
So we did that. And also this weekend, we went to Captain's Quarters with Jay's team. What?
I just Googled. Just brief in. I just Googled.
Right.
How many people are named Epsody, right?
Really?
And then there's this site called Nancy. This is Nancy's baby names, right?
Nancy's baby names.
Said, okay. ABCD isn't an urban legend. It's a real baby name. In fact, it's the official first name of hundreds of females in the U.S.
Take that.
How many Epsodies were born in the last decade? You want to guess? Take a guess.
85.
200.
So it's fine then that I said that. Then.
I guess.
Take that. Because no editing needed.
So y'all got 200 people to go look up,
to go look through and see if it could be that particular Epsody.
That is crazy.
That's a horrible name. Right. So we went to Captain's Quarters, which is an overpriced by the river restaurant. It's one of those that rely on the environment and the view. And that's why their food is so overpriced. And it is overpriced. And
right.
Not only is it overpriced, it's not that good. Well, one, it took our food an hour and a half to get to us. Not even kidding. An hour and a half. So we get our food. The salad is lukewarm.
Right.
Everything about the salad is lukewarm.
Right.
I'm like, salad should be cold. And then our buffalo chicken quesadilla was good, but it had like a ton of butter on it. It almost made my stomach hurt. And man. Then other people's food wasn't that good. I was like, ugh. So,
yeah.
It's like, just because it costs more does not always make it better, of course. But I was disappointed. What? You keep making all these noises over there. What?
Dude.
What?
I'm sitting here.
What are you?
I'm sorry, but I'm still reading this website.
Are you? So, you're reading about the website?
About alphabet soup baby names.
So, you're reading
okay.
that.
You know what? Okay. Let me find this bumper, man, because this is going to be a I shit you not.
Okay,
man.
Do it.
Oh, where are you shit you not? Because this deserves it. What?
I shit you not.
Man.
Who?
The
somebody.
First. Oh. Okay, so there was a person in 1887
uh-huh.
named ABC. ABC Groff.
In 1887?
1887.
There was stupidity that long ago with names.
And they died in 1966. And there was one person named ABCD Smith. ABCD Smith. They were born in 1888. They were on the 1920 U.S. Census. One up in the famed ABCDE. Epsody. Okay, so there's a person named Epsidef. ABCDEF.
Epsidef.
Epsidef. Two. Two. Epsidef Riggs in 1868 in the 1870. And let's see, they didn't say the other one. There haven't been any letter string names from the middle of the alphabet, but they had some luck on the other end. There was a person named WXYZ.
Which is
Claire.
Wiggs.
Luke Grant. Larrick Grant. This was 1869. It was in Barbados. And then there was a person, they had a handful of people named XYZ. None were born around the same time of the XYZ affair. So I'm not sure what that is.
One of the competitors in the U.S. track and field trials for the Olympics was named English Garden. How about that?
What is this? This is just crazy.
People are nuts.
So I'm glad I found that. You know why I'm glad I found that? Because I don't like going back and editing.
Someone named their kids McLovin.
McLovin.
Miller Lite and Violence.
Oh,
I can't with people. What is wrong with people? Don't they realize these people have to grow up? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is way off topic.
So sorry about that. And yes, Captain's Quarters was horrible.
Horrible. And so next time we're just getting appetizers, we're hoping maybe that will do okay because it wasn't great last year either. I just hate paying a whole bunch of money for food that isn't even that great when it's supposed to be all great.
Right, right.
And Jay's lawn, y'all, if his lawn was a woman, it would be Sofia Vergara if his lawn was a woman.
My lawn looking good.
Or Christina Hendricks if Jay's lawn was a woman.
Without the baby head boobs.
No baby head.
Right, right.
I mean, nice boobs, but no baby heads. But Jay's lawn is sexy.
Yeah.
It is green. It is lush. And if y'all had seen it last year at this time, y'all wouldn't even believe it. So I guess that.
Oh, yeah, man.
So Jay did some lawn work. I'm very, very proud of him. Yeah,
I'm proud of our lawn. But I have a message for our neighbors, though. Y'all need to do something about them damn dandelions because y'all can't be blowing them little things over in my yard because it's going to make me, go off on someone. I don't know a nice way to say it. So, but
get y'all crap together.
For real.
Y'all need to get those little
dandelions out of there because if I see one in my yard, it's not going to be pretty. Not gonna be pretty, but yeah, I gotta do what I gotta do so that I can make sure our yard is safe and dandelion free. So I should pass out a note. And then, like we said, you know, we saw some baseball today. You know, well, we were at a baseball.
There you go. We were at a baseball game,
and we had
Frankfurters
pretzels.
I already said all this. You were busy looking at baby names.
I was. I was so distracted. Honestly, well, you have to understand. You know I work for a health insurance company. And so I'm extra, extra careful about PHI. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I also work for a healthcare related company.
Well, babe.
And I'm also extra careful about PHI. So. Except what? No, go on and say it. No. Say it.
No.
Say it.
And then so we found out today that, you know, I wish I had played a womp, womp, womp.
You just did.
For Renee. Because today she got the call that she's going to have gallbladder surgery.
And before anybody says, oh, no, it is not that big a deal.
Right.
It is a very minor routine surgery.
Right.
Makes tiny little incisions. They do it laparoscopically. Mm-hmm. It's outpatient. So it's not a big deal.
I think
you
said 98% or 90% of people don't have to get the whole big cut.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hardly any at all. So,
right. So, thing
except
is.
Except if you're Hakito. But I won't be Hakito. I will be a champ.
So the key is with Miss Renee, as we talked about last week, she has a little stubborn bone in her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, if you're watching the video, you know, I don't watch her while I'm talking, but I know during the videos, I get at least 20 eye rolls.
I did not eye roll you on that. You can go back and watch.
You know, I don't go back and watch because I'm done. I mean, you started from episode 000 when we were just testing. So, you know, the eye roll.
I mean, I don't eye roll that much. I really don't. Not even a little bit.
Yep.
So, I had to have surgery. It is May 21st.
Yep.
So it's outpatient, and so yeah, so I'll be able to get caught up on my Vigi games in my Jersey Shore that week.
Yep, while she's resting.
While I'm resting in bed.
So yes, you all heard it right, Jersey Shore. And you know what?
I like Jersey Shore. I'm gonna shut your mouth.
I'm gonna stop right in here. Let's see. That's the movie of the week. And before we talk about the movie, no, we know what we'll talk about the movies we watched.
And then before we talk
about Defiance. I want to talk about Jersey Shore.
Okay. I don't know why I've talked about it before.
Well, I haven't talked about it before because I figured out who, I think I know who I like.
You actually like somebody on there.
I told you who I like.
Okay.
But speaking of TV, why don't we just go ahead and jump into a little bit of tech.
Technology.
Oh, how are you going to say speaking of TV, we're going to talk about tech when TV is really in media?
Because I'm going to talk about the HTPC.
That's
which,
a little bit of a stretch, which but is, continue.
That was a stretch. I ain't going to lie. So last week during the show, yes, ma'am.
Hendo said the message machine is on Skype, FYI.
The message machine?
I don't even know what that means, but I'm assuming we have an answering machine that he cannot get through.
Really?
I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just assuming that's what he's saying. If that's what he's saying...
I'm not seeing
any
missed call.
I'm just
and you called Labozkec, Labozqec.
Recorded message. What'd you do wrong, Jay?
Why don't you add Labozkec, Hendo, and then.
So
that's weird.
Jay is spending more money by doing a HTCPC.
Well, before I said that. Last week, you know, I talked about purchasing a gun and everything goes.
But.
And seeing that was her reaction, you know.
It's always going to be my reaction.
About me purchasing a gun. And then I was like, you know what? Answer incoming calls automatically. Yep.
You don't want to do that, do you?
Nope, I don't. Allow calls from anyone.
Do you have that checked?
That is checked.
Mm.
Call forwarding. Voice message.
Because last time Jeff worked, I bet because Jeff worked because he was your friend.
I don't know. Yeah, you can add that name that I said.
This is a problem.
It is. I thought that worked.
Well,
that sucks.
I love that Jay thinks things work without even testing them. Jay's like, this is going to work.
It should, because that's how Scott does it. Seriously.
Okay, all right. All right.
If it works for Scott, it should work for me. So.
Okay.
Smart ass.
Hey, I didn't say a word.
He's been a smart ass today. It's all good. But, you know, anyway, so, but during that conversation that we were having, I said, what if I was building the media PC that you said you wanted? You know, would you be happy about that?
Well, I didn't say I wanted that.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
When you said that when the bonus came through.
Okay.
You said you wanted something where you could play games on the bigger screen, or did I hear you incorrectly?
No, I said that.
You sure?
I didn't say media thing.
Well, I mean,
you added
said
that.
Well, okay, a PC. It's the same damn thing. Okay,
I am giving him crap today.
If anything, this is cheaper than what you were asking for.
I am like,
you are
hype today.
You hype, and you just, I think you're dealing with
I'm tired with
the whole having to have surgery.
Oh, I don't care about that. It's gonna be it's
because
minor.
You were like,
be
I am fine. I'm healed. There's
I'll
nothing
be fine,
wrong. But anyhow, so anyway, I decided that instead of going the route of purchasing the gun for right now, that I would build a home theater PC. So I did a little research and everything else, and who's this? Hello.
Hello.
What is going on? This Hendo?
This is Mr. Hendo. What's going on, Valentine's?
What is up?
What's going on? It worked. Or
it worked.
Did you add Jay as a friend first?
Oh, I figured it out. I had some mobile number thing going on, and then I re-entered the lab thing name, and it came right up. But I just wanted to test out my new toy with you guys. I picked myself a Blue Snowball microphone today.
Oh, it
nice.
Sounds wonderful, actually.
So is it the big round one?
The big white round one, yeah. Yeah, I picked it up today.
You know, that's the one that we started off on, right?
Yeah, black. I remember seeing it, I think, or hearing you guys talk about it. Yeah. I almost went for the Blue Yeti, but I decided to go, I decided against it.
Oh,
the Blue Yeti is quite expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when we first started, we were huddled around the snowball. Like, mm-hmm. it was
yeah,
mess.
But we kind of talked away from it like this right here because, you know, we didn't know until...
Yeah, it's a buck 20 for the Yeti up over here at Guitar Center. So I was just like, oh, man, I can't do that right now.
Right.
But I also wanted to give you my report on what it felt like to be up here in Boston when the lockdown occurred.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, tell us about that, man. True.
Okay, I woke up that day. And it was a pretty nice day out. It was sunny and it was warm. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to go out and do some stuff today.
Right.
And I live on a busy street in Boston. So I went onto my balcony and I open up the door and I'm standing there and there's not a single car going by. It's completely dead quiet. Like nothing. There's no one on the street. Right. There's nothing going on. So I was like, okay, something really bad happened. There's been another bombing or something to that effect.
Oh,
and
wow.
I stopped and I thought to myself, wow, this is what it's like when a zombie apocalypse occurs. So, of course, I went to my cell phone and I put the radio station on and I heard that everyone was on lockdown and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, screw that. I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get a coffee.
Really?
I walk out onto the street and I get maybe a block away and I see one other person walking on the street and our eyes just locked. Like, who is that? Who is that, the guy? You know, and so like everyone was on, it was in this state of mind of like identifying everyone on the street, no matter how far away they were or whatever was going on. And I'm listening to the news and they're like, yeah, all the businesses in Boston are shut down this morning until the governor says, you know, where everything's okay. So I was like, well, I'm not going to get any Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
So
I would hope
so.
Not.
So I went back home and I'm like, well, damn, we're going to raid tonight. And so I'm just like, I had to drive two towns over just to go get myself a couple beers for the raid that night.
Oh, man. Dude. Oh,
it was crazy.
Oh,
it was eerie. It was the most wild thing I've ever seen in this city.
It's probably like having a heavy snowfall where everybody stays in, but there's no snow on the ground.
Right. People said it was like a snowfall, but no snow.
That would be creepy, man.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have been the same way. I'd probably been walking around being like, are you him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's exactly how everybody felt. And it lasted the whole day. It was crazy.
I know because in Louisville on the campus, I always laughed at Renee because they would get text if something bad happens on campus. And if it was a black guy, it'd be like, it'll be a generic description. It'll be like black male, 5'8" to 6'2", and, you know, I'm like, damn, you just named just about all the black men that's on campus.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but I'm really proud of everybody there. They rallied and they didn't, they weren't scared. Like, you know, cause I would be super scared and I wouldn't want to go out anymore, but people of Boston are really brave.
Yeah,
strong,
you're a trooper,
so.
Man, for going out.
Yeah,
I would have stayed my ass in.
Yeah.
I actually live pretty far away from where it occurred. But when it had occurred, I was about two and a half miles away from where it occurred.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you were safe, man. And, you know.
I'm safe. I'm safe, Valentine's.
Yep. So, man. So, thanks for calling in. And
thank
your mic
you.
Sounds great,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. Call in anytime.
Yep.
We like people.
All right, we'll talk to you later, man.
Talk to you later, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
We got somebody calling in. I feel famous.
So I'm building a home theater PC, and it's a smaller PC that I'm going to put a TV tuner card in. I'm going to hook up my HD antenna, which I bought from Big Lots. And now, if anyone's looking for an HD antenna, if you're like me, you go out to Amazon and you do research. And there was an antenna out there that was about $50 to $60 that I was thinking about getting. But I kept reading, you know, there was a guy that had been testing antennas, and he gave the one I was looking at a great review. But he also said something about there was an antenna that he bought from Big Lots that picked up just about as many channels as this one antenna. And this antenna at Big Lots was $18. So I was like, great, you know. So I, you know, I went and picked it up and I played around with it, and I get about 36 channels with just the antenna, and my mind started, you know, working through, and was saying, you know what, you know, I kind of went back to our conversation where you wanted to be able to play your some of your Steam games on the big screen and everything else.
Because I'm just,
you know, because you just said you missed that feeling of sitting on your couch and playing games.
Yeah, but I like playing on my PC too. So
right.
I see this, I get the choice.
Right, you know? Exactly. And so I said, you know what? You know, I did some research. I was like, okay, it's not going to be really expensive to build this home theater PC. So I went ahead and I ordered an ITX case. This is my first time working with an ITX motherboard, which I don't even know what it is either. I just found out when someone asked me, was the motherboard that I had, was it, you know, ATX, a mini ATX.
I have to admit, Jay does all the hardware stuff. I don't know anything.
Right.
About
so a mini
this,
ITX
so.
Is a 17 by 17 centimeter, or, you know, roughly 6.7 by 6.7 inches low power motherboard. So basically, it consumes very low power.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps it cool and everything else. So I got that, and that's what's going to be. And it's designed, and it's a lot of home theater PCs use this, because when people have like a theater system around a TV, they don't want a lot of computer noise,
right?
You know, so this thing's just gonna have like the one fan on the CPU, and I got an AMD. This is my first AMD chip that I've gotten for CPU. I'm usually an Intel guy, so I got an A6. I think it's a quad core. I think it's equivalent to an i3 or something like that. But, you know, so I'm excited. So the memory's coming in. You know, we're getting everything set up. Renee is bored with this conversation.
Just like, tell me when it's done.
And she just want to know.
If you just tell me when it's,
when
done,
it's done,
and then that'll be awesome.
Right.
So it's done. I like playing with new toys, but as long as they're put together.
Right.
And then it's awesome.
So started on that. I just kind of want to share that with you. You know, to bore you out of your brain. Just
sure a lot of people think it's interesting.
You know, and so I hope if someone's, you know, and I'm going to be putting Windows 7 on it. I have a couple people asking, you know, what am I putting on it, on what OS. So I'm going to use Windows 7. I'm thinking about, there's two media software that I'm looking at. So I'm looking at either Plex. I'm also looking at using the Xbox Media Center. Which that's XBMC, and then I'm also looking at using just regular old media center that hooks into an Xbox. I mean, I think with this, the choices of different options are out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of excited about that. You know, so I'm definitely excited. Hopefully, I'll have it up this week. So you asked when will it be ready? Hopefully before we go see Iron Man 3. Yep. Iron Man 3. So
three.
Renee doesn't have anything to say in here, so.
No,
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Are you sure it wasn't a long one? That sounded like the long one again.
I never fixed it. I'm going to be straight up and say I never fixed it.
See, I was quiet after you said Iron Man 3 because I thought, hey, that's the perfect time for him to start the bumper, but you didn't. So.
Oh, is that what you was getting ready to say before I cut you off with the bumper?
Yeah. Well, no, I was waiting. I was like, is he going to start the bumper? But
right.
You didn't. Boom.
Right. So, you know, last week for Movies by Chance, we had No Strings Attached, and Blood Done Signed My Name.
Blood
Done Signed My Name.
I had to explain to Jay what the title was.
Well, because the title on the thing had Blood Done, then it said Sign My Name. No, it said Blood Done Signed My Name.
Blood Done Signed My Name.
But no, it was just the way it was on the... on the thing. You weren't looking at the way I was looking at it. So
obviously.
So just sit there and we didn't watch.
Blood Done Sign
Blood My Done Name. Sign My Name.
The grammar on that is so horrible. It's making me Twitch.
But we did watch No Strings Attached.
With Ashton Kutcher.
With Ashton Kutcher and...
And Natalie Portman.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yep, thank you. And we saw Man Butt.
We saw Man Butt. And Woman... We saw Woman Butt, didn't we? No?
No, that was in Game of Thrones.
Oh, so just Man Butt. Ashton Kutcher Man Butt is not bad. Okay. Unless he's a stand-in.
I mean, it's no Brian Smith Man Butt, right?
Brian Scott.
Brian Scott.
You know, I've never seen Brian Scott's butt naked, so I can't tell you how it compares.
Well, apparently it must look good if you want to grab it.
It looked good in jeans.
If it's not, if you've seen it.
It looked good in jeans. Brian Scott, he was in my high school, and mm-hmm. if he ever hears this, just know that your butt was awesome. Probably not awesome anymore, but it was.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're just as old as I am, Brian. So.
And you, actually, he's in my class, so he's not as old as you yet.
Well, I mean, he's old. I mean, he's old.
So, yeah, so we watched No Strings Attached, and it's your typical rom-com, but I liked it.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't horrible. I thought it was, because I know that it's basically a movie about, you know, two people agreeing to have casual sex.
Right.
And I know there's another one out there with Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake. That's the same kind of concept. I haven't seen that one, but I thought it was just going to be, you know, kind of meh. But I actually liked it. Ashton Kutcher, you know, I didn't really watch him in that 70s show. So I haven't really seen a lot of him, but he's not a horrible actor. It was pretty good. And Natalie Portman is as pretty as sin. So she's pretty.
So I wonder if Brian Scott has any kids.
I don't know. You can probably Google him since he's, you know, a D-list celebrity.
The reason I asked that is because there's a Brian Scott here in Louisville that is behind on child support.
Well, where is he from?
Huh?
Where is he from?
It's a Brian Scott here in Louisville.
Oh, it could be him. I mean, Brian Scott's a pretty common name, though, babe.
I don't know. Is his middle name O'Neill?
I don't think so.
And this is not PHI. This is on public records. They owe like $53,000 in what you call it? What's it called? What's it called? Child support.
Yeah.
So yeah,
maybe well, maybe I'll invest some time.
So aren't you glad that you didn't get involved with this Brian Scott?
Well, if I got involved, I wouldn't have stayed involved. I mean, it was high school after.
You know what I'm saying? A little troublesome dude.
He was a nice young man.
That's probably not him though. So.
Probably not.
He's probably not here.
He was a nice young man.
He's probably gonna sue me for slander or something.
Probably.
But so we did watch a movie.
We did.
With Ashton Kutcher.
Yay,
and we also watched two other movies.
We did.
But before we do that, we need to get rolling for next week.
So
right?
Yeah, we do.
And I know Hando's here, but I don't know if Hando's in WoW. You know, no. I should have asked him why he was on the phone.
You should've. And, you know, it's fine. So,
you know, and
stand by, he says.
But you know that we can just sit here and continue to talk. And, you know, and we could talk a little bit about.
We can talk about the.
So what did you think about. What did you. Renee farted.
I did not.
That was a fart. Skip back 15 seconds and you would hear Renee fart. So
if my fart sounded like that, I need to go to the hospital.
So.
I'm just saying.
Skip back.
No, why are you telling them to skip back?
Because you farted, and you can hear it on the mic. Not. So what did you think about No Strings Attached?
I just said I liked it.
You liked it? I mean, what about it did you like though?
Natalie Portman in her underwear a lot, which is pretty hot. So okay. Even though she has no boobs.
She does not have boobs.
She has no boobs.
She has some pretty nice legs though.
It's a little skinny. She's a little skinny for me. Like I need some thickness and she has none.
Yeah.
She has the body of a 10-year-old girl. Okay. And
okay, now you just made me feel creepy.
Sorry she does. But I'm just put it out there. Well, Hando says that he is in a queue. How does WoW have a queue?
He must be on one of those popular servers.
I don't know. We ain't not on a popular server.
Right.
And I'm not going to go the scientific route and actually use a...
So somebody, you know, our good friend, Mr. Paul Fox, wrote in, and he told us about, we used to use this, random.org. And I always felt like that...
Was it impersonal?
It didn't feel geeky enough. You know what I'm saying?
Even though it's random numbers, it's just not geeky enough.
It just didn't feel geeky enough. But you know what? You want to try it today? I'm already on the site.
I did the effort of taking out my dice.
Right.
My effort of taking out my dice was more than you going to that site.
Okay.
So, you know what? We're going to do two movies.
No, because, yeah, one of them's going to be Iron Man 3.
Just roll it.
No,
who
go
knows?
Ahead. Roll.
We might watch it. All right.
Roll them, baby.
143.
All right. So 155.
That is one more than last time.
Really?
Yeah.
155. And then that's 50. You said 43?
143. What is it?
Clerks.
Clerks. With Jay and Silent Bob?
I think so. I never
have
seen
you ever
this.
Seen that?
Nope.
Ah!
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, well, we need to pick something else then.
No, I want you to see it.
No.
I'm fine with seeing something. Babe, I'm perfectly fine with seeing something I've seen because I haven't seen it in a long time. It's been years.
I have a feeling it's not going to hold
up.
I've
seen Clerks. Some people say it holds up.
Okay.
Well, here, we can start watching it, and if you don't like it, we can stop.
No, I'll keep watching it. I mean, just like I had the Big Lebowski on the queue, which mm-hmm. you haven't seen.
This is true.
I need to watch Clerks because a lot of people refer to Clerks. So,
they do. So Clerks. All right. So
there we go.
What's your role on the boringrandom.org site?
Oh, it was 32.
32.
Yep. Which is
So what's the next movie? I already know it's a TV show because it's so.
Oh no,
early.
No, it's not. It's Happy. Not. Happy takes viewers on a journey from the swamps of Louisiana to the slums of Kolkata in search
Calcutta?
Of what really makes people happy.
So you said it's called Happy?
Yep, it's a documentary. You like documentaries?
I do.
So we.
I know it makes me happy.
So,
JJ.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I worry about that on Monday nights. You know.
Hey, I spend most of Monday nights laughing, so that should tell you something.
Yep.
So we have Clerks and Happy.
Yep.
Happy Clerks.
Okay, so I have to ask Mr. Imperion or Mrs. Imperion 77.
Oh, thank you for not being sexist.
Well, yeah, I just want.
That's
I, well,
so nice of you.
Well, Imperion 77, state your name. No, it's not even like that. I'm trying to figure out who this is because
it's a guy.
Okay, I see this a guy.
Do and we I, know you by another name? I think
yeah.
Jay is what Jay is trying to say.
Yeah,
I don't think we've met you, and I just want to formally say welcome and hello.
Right, right.
To the Valentine.
So
cast,
we like to
Imperion
we like 77. You know we see. You know, when you come to the show, it's like family. It's like we're all just sitting here, and if you're in the chat room and I see your name pop up, you know, I want to know you. You know what I'm saying? Because you took the time to come and listen, and we want to take the time to get to know you as well. So it's one of our friends from Lose It.
Oh, Lose
That's
It.
That's awesome.
Hi. See, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Well, so, you met us now, so now we know you.
Yep. So what? And then I finally... after we watched the No Strings Attached, I wanted to watch another movie. I didn't feel like watching Blood Done Sign My Name because
why do you keep saying it like that?
Because honestly, when I say it, it just like you, it kind of aggravates you.
Blood Done Sign My Name
because of the grammar, it irritates me a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, grates on my nerves. Who put that on our list? You did? Was that a recommender?
It's probably you.
I bet you Nicole recommended that, and you automatically put it on there because that's what you do. Because it has Michael Rooker on there, and she may have said that's a connection to Walking Dead. Why are you farting?
That was a little loose.
All right, okay. Go ahead. You want to fix it?
I don't know how.
All right, so what you gonna do?
I think I got it.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
You sure it's tight? So what you can... All right, so...
Oh, God, we should have canceled today.
So you know what? Talk to them while I come over there.
Oh, gosh. It probably was a recommendal. I needed to be close to my mouth. It probably was a recommendal by Nicole. Nicole gives good recommendations. You know, I like to have a little variety on movies. I like to try things that I wouldn't normally try. What'd you do?
Tighten it up.
Where?
I'll show you after the show.
Why can't you just point? Just point it.
All right. So on the boom.
Okay.
That down towards the end.
Right here.
So I unloosened that.
Okay.
And then I held your mic in one spot.
Okay.
And I turned this. Because when you turn the boom, this right here is what tightens, you know, lets it loose and stuff like that. But that was loose up there. Like, you're fine. But.
Jay makes it tight.
Yeah, I make it tight. That's right. Make it tight.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Make it bounce, baby. So we watched, what was the show? Fat,
Sick
and nearly dead. Now, I watched, somebody had told me about this movie a long time ago, or this documentary, and a lot of people were, you know, raving about it, how awesome it was, and juicing, and all this other stuff. So, after almost a year, well, not a year, but after, since July of us doing our weight loss and stuff like that, I finally decided to watch it. Because, one, I didn't want to watch it and go that route because I knew that for me, that wouldn't be for me. And I did juice. I have juiced before.
For how long?
I did it twice. I juiced twice because...
You juiced two times.
Well, the reason I juiced two times is because, one, it takes a lot of product to juice, for one.
It's expensive.
Didn't have room in our refrigerator. We were in our apartment, and it's very hellacious to clean up. It's a lot of cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it twice. I mean, it was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, but I don't see myself doing it as a meal replacement. I mean, not a cleanse as they did on the show where they did it for, some people did it 10 days, some people did it 30 days, some people did it 60 days.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I mean, it...
All right, so let's think of the documentary,
Go watch the documentary. I highly recommend it.
It's a really good documentary.
And, you know, it's a good documentary. And it's a lot of great things.
It's very inspiring.
It is inspiring. I think I get worried that I think it will cause some people to, just like, I don't want it to be a fad thing for someone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is not for everyone, and you should definitely consult your doctor.
Especially if you have health issues. This.
Yeah, because it's drastically changing the way your body intakes nutrients.
Right.
And it might not be the route for you.
Right.
And, I mean, and some people don't use it to lose weight, but they use it to reboot their system.
Right. And for me, I mean, I could see myself juicing some mornings where I don't feel like cooking breakfast. Because lately I haven't felt like cooking breakfast. I was just, you know, eat one of our breakfast bars because I don't know. I don't know if I've been lazy or I'm just done cooking breakfast for a little bit.
And I tend to not like hot breakfast food unless it's oatmeal.
Right.
So
yeah. I mean, it would be kind of nice. It would kind of nice to be able to just make a, you know, some kind of strawberry banana beet shake or
sounds so nasty.
some kind of juice. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the reason I say that combo is because that's one of the combos from Jamba Juice here in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently a lot of people like it. And then after we watched Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, we watched another documentary called Veducated, which was about a six-week project where a vegan took six carnivores. No, four. Or was it six?
It was three.
Three, okay. Oh, it was three and it was 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Three carnivores. And she converted them to a lifestyle of being vegans. And, you know, it was an experiment, and they documented all of it. So that was interesting. It kind of went along the lines of there were some things that kind of crossed over to the fat, sick, and nearly dead and everything else.
Yeah, and Taylor was like, oh, I've heard all this before. I was like, well, of course they have to say it again in each documentary. They don't know you've been watching health documentaries today.
And it was funny that the same doctor that was in Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead was in the Veducated documentary also.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And the guy that was in the Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead was also in the Veducated video as well.
It's pretty funny.
You know, so, I mean, it was kind of interesting. We saw, you know, some of the videos of brutal, you know, being brutal to animals and stuff like that. And we actually saw a bolt gun used on a pig.
On a pig.
I thought Renee was going to cry.
No, I'm not. All right. So they were all like, I don't know how anybody can see these atrocities and not feel something. Okay, one, the fact that all three of these people did not know how animals are treated in the, you know, slaughtering process. I've known this stuff for years. I know how they treat animals. I know the horrible things that go on. And I'm trying to figure out how they didn't know. They live in New York, for one thing. So it's not like there's some back hick town that has, I mean, they should know. So I thought that was weird that, you know, they were all. But you know what? I know what goes on. But I'm more like they need to go after the practices of how they're doing it more so than stop eating meat. Because if everybody stopped eating meat, do you know what happened to the economy in this country? We would have a huge problem, to tell you the truth. We just would. I'm not saying that's a reason to keep eating meat, just keep the economy going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the type of person, because it's so far away, I feel more removed from it. And that's just the honest truth. I do. If you ask me to go and shoot a pig with a bolt gun, heck no, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Unless I'm starving, then I'll do it.
Right.
And then it's pork chops and bacon and ham all day.
Right.
But if I'm not starving, I'm not going to kill an animal.
Right.
I refuse to. So I think it's why I'm okay with continuing to eat meat.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it makes me sad that people mistreat animals.
And we talked about this. I won't eat veal.
Right.
Because, I mean, but I'll eat, if what could have been veal grows up to be T-bone steak,
you're cool with that.
I'll be fine with it.
So babies, you don't want to eat babies.
And the reason being, and the only reason, is because I know what it is.
Veal's very tender, though. It's really good.
It's only because I know what it is, and I'm like, oh, it's a baby cow. I don't want to eat the baby cow. You know what I'm saying? And then you guys would start screwing me. It told me doggone baby back ribs were the ribs of the baby pig.
It's like, why do you think they're called baby back?
They're not ribs of the pig, baby pig.
I know.
Y'all messing with me. And
Taylor was like, no!
I'm still going to eat them, though, if they were.
I get why people go vegan.
Right.
I don't think it's weird. I get it. It makes sense. But I don't want to go vegan right now.
Right.
So
in the chat room, I think it was either Ever Studios or J.K. Grammer that may have said something about John Panay. I'm starving.
Panette. Ever Studios.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starving. Seen that? I don't think we've seen that, have we?
We have not seen it.
I have not seen it.
But I did add it to our Netflix queue. He's a Montreal. He's doing the show in Montreal.
Ugh.
So I'm not.
Stupid Canada. Oh, wait.
No.
Did I say that out loud?
Well, I don't think he's a Canadian.
I apologize.
Yeah. apologize right now. But I don't usually do a lot of stand-up on Netflix, but I'll make an exception, and we'll watch this. We did watch Raw, because that's old-school classic comedy. You know what I'm saying? And even the Bernie Mac one that I watched, you remember when he was coming up? I was kind of on it. But I'll check. We'll check out John Panette on Netflix. So thanks for that.
Thanks for making our Netflix list longer. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yep. And then we watched a little bit of Jersey Shore because you wanted to finish up one of your ones. And I have to say, I like the two people. Well, I think it's three people I like.
Three. Okay? That's more than what
That's
I like.
Three. I like Vinny. Is that his name?
Vinny.
Yes. Vinny's funny. He's
Vinny's
the one.
Vinny's funny.
Vinny, he's cool, and he's kind of like the common sense one, I think, in a way.
Yeah.
And then
the most out of everybody, which isn't saying a ton. But.
And then I like Pauly.
I like Pauly. He's funny.
Because Pauly's funny.
He's just funny.
You bring roses, son, with roses. Fried pickles.
Fried pickles. Cabs are here. Because that's what I always say when the cabs are there.
Yep.
Cabs are here.
Yep.
I like, what are you laughing at?
Because you know the line that he says.
Cavs are here. Yeah. And it's t-shirt time.
And I hate to say it. You know I don't hate to say it. I like Snooki.
She's a little orange, little rugrat. You know what I'm saying? All right. I feel the need to, you know, raise her because she's so young and she does not
I think that's
know
what it
how
is.
To live.
It's like I want to walk around and just pet her on the head and be like, it's okay.
Like, oh,
it's
little
okay.
girl, do you not know how to live life? You're going to die out in the real world.
Right,
she's
right.
She's like a little baby bird.
Man, I might have to get you to the say, cabs are here.
Cabs are here.
I'm going to cut that out and use that for a bumper or something, man. Because that's just freaking awesome.
So, yeah, I like the Jersey Shore. I watch it every now and then. Like,
right.
When Jay's really tired, about to go to sleep, I'll pull up episode.
Yeah,
I'm not
so,
tired
she can,
yet.
So she can see them hot bodies before she
you
goes
know
to
what?
Sleep.
You know what? Let me tell y'all right here. The guys on Jersey Shore, their bodies are weird. Like, I would not want that.
Like, of course he wouldn't want it because I don't have it.
All the hard ridges and bumps, I don't want that next to me.
Right.
Personally.
Right,
it's
right.
It's weird to look at. It's not even awesome to look at. It's just interesting because it's the human body. It's more like seeing a one in biology class.
So you said it's interesting.
I can see the muscles.
So you said it's interesting to look at now. Before you was like, ugh.
It's but it's interesting if I look at it in the way
of. Is it
of
like, like dissecting the cat,
No, it's like, like, oh my God, your muscles are too big, Like, I wouldn't want that in my life,
Right.
That kind of,
So,
But that's, no, but actually, dissecting a cat is not, That dissecting a cat is damn interesting.
Right.
I like dissecting a cat. Oh, this was in anatomy and physiology class. This is not just me getting a family pet and dissecting
right.
it. Everybody,
I hope not.
I'm just putting it out there.
Some of you may know if you listen to Go Mad, which let me announce right here, we have a new co-host on the Go Mad show that we do on Wednesday nights.
Who?
None other than Renee Valentine.
Shut your mouth. She ain't. Man,
so,
it's called Grumpy Old Men After Dark.
I know.
Why would Renee be a host on that
show? Yeah, so Jason and Rob.
They
actually popped the question to Renee last Wednesday without my consent. You know, asked Renee if she would like to be a permanent seat on the Go Mad show. And Renee accepted. And Jason didn't talk to me about it, you know?
I knew it was coming. I could just feel it, though.
You know,
I had been on the show. It was like my fourth or fifth time
right.
being on the show.
But,
so I was like, they're still going to ask me to be on.
And you know what? You add a different aspect to the show. Because
some
I mean,
estrogen.
Yeah, some estrogen that needs to be there. Because we have women that listen as well. You know what I'm saying? And we like and we enjoy your point of view.
Oh,
you know
that's
what I'm
very sweet.
But I'm glad that Rob and Jason actually talked about it without me because I was going to ask at one point. But then I was like, well, I can't ask because if I ask, they're going to feel pressured to say yes. They can't tell me no. Well, not Rob, but Jason would. And that's not a bad thing on Rob. You know what I'm saying? But then also I knew that you would trip out because I asked.
I would. I would be upset.
You trip out if I say, hey, guys, the Skype lines are open. You can call it at LABOZQEC. And then you come back
trip
and,
out.
And then you
I
come
did.
Back and say, but don't feel pressured to call. You know.
Oh, yeah, I'd trip out.
But from that let me go ahead and just say that I picked up the game Defiance last week. Mm-hmm. I found it for $30, and I played it on PC. It's not a bad game. A lot of people say it's akin to a third-person shooter, quote, Borderlands-type game. It's fun. I'm glad that it's free to play, and I don't feel pressure to play it. It's a good game. I got it for $32, $32 or $34. And I mean, it's not bad. Yeah, it's worth $30.
I heard the graphics are meh, but I didn't see you play, so I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they're meh, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen worse. You know what I'm saying? And then also this weekend, Renee and myself, we are in the Final Fantasy 14 A Realm Reborn beta. It's in phase 2, and it's a closed beta, so we can't say a lot about it.
We really
and
if can't. You look except I love it.
And if you look at our face, you'll see how much we liked it.
I love this game.
Well, Renee just sneaked off. Oh, whoops. Whoop, I got to beep that out.
What?
I said the F word.
What?
I said effing.
Oh, are we beeping that out? Oh.
I got to wind it back.
Well, so who's making more work for themselves?
Hey, not but you Renee. Know, but you know what's awesome about that? I can just go in and reverse it. So... So, yeah, I got to reverse that. So, sorry to our live listeners. I hope Jeff's daughter wasn't listening.
Sorry.
So,
Jay, you ruined it for everyone. Now no one's going to come
I
here
know,
us live.
I know. Oh, it's horrible. Sorry. It's getting late, doggone. This is what happens when it gets close to 10 o'clock.
This is why we don't podcast at like almost 9 o'clock. This is right. Not a good idea.
Because my mouth starts getting loose.
So, I love the game. We can't say anything about it except that we like it.
Yep.
So.
And then, and Simpsons tapped out. Renee said, "We're done whacking snakes,
man."
And
okay,
you know, I'm a sad husband when she says she's done whacking snakes.
Shut up. All right. I love Simpsons tapped out, but this event has been a little nerve wracking. You whack snakes. It's based off of an episode from the fourth season of The Simpsons. Snake whacking day. You go around and whack snakes. You get prizes.
Yeah.
For different levels, up to 12,500 snakes.
Yeah.
And then after that, there are whacking boxes you can get at certain levels that have money or donuts in them. But there's no reason to do those except you get a little bit of donuts, a little bit of money, and they don't even say congratulations when it's over. You don't get a prize or nothing.
Right.
And it takes tons of time. If you went through all your friends and whacked all their snakes, it takes 2 hours to go through all your friends.
That's you being, that's if you're lucky. I'm done. I even said that once I get the last part, I'm not doing the rest of it. So I got.
Are you
all
going
the
to your friends anymore?
I may go to some of them to give them.
Yeah, but you're not going through all of them.
No,
whacking snakes anymore.
I'm done.
Well, the event is over May 9th. So
yeah, so because I need to focus on my other play and wait games. There was one other thing I was going to say, but I can't remember. Oh, Defiant Show. Oh, we did watch the first episode, which was like 2 hours long, which was two episodes. We did watch that. I
fell asleep.
Renee fell asleep, but when she woke up, she didn't miss anything.
I was like, okay. It's like, it says a lot when you miss almost an hour of a show and you don't miss anything.
But I will say it held my attention way more and I was less annoyed with this than... Aliens. I'm Revolution. Not Aliens, but Revolution.
Revolution was
horrible.
Horrible.
And it's still horrible, and I don't see how they got renewed. But anyway, it's whatever. But I will say, I think what it does with Defiance is that they actually have aliens. You know what I'm saying? They have different species and stuff like that. You know, that kind of perks my interest and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not bad. I don't think I'm going to, you know, DVR it, but if I catch it, I'll catch it. If I don't, I don't.
Oh, okay.
So, let's go ahead and jump right into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared!
All right. And so, yes, we're here. in the foodsy. And what we're gonna be
what?
Doing? We're gonna be in the foodsy, babe. Okay. You know what the foodsies is, right?
I have no idea what it is, and I don't think I want to know.
You don't want to know
the foodsy?
Foodsies?
What are the foodsies? The foodies?
Foodies. Foodies. I'm trying. Yeah, we do this. We do a little John and Nilio.
Okay.
For my food tasting. So this week's weight loss update, because of Captain's Quarters, Cracker Barrel, Cookout, babe, you have a dynamic mic. Go ahead and cut away. I'm not going to hear everything.
Hush your mouth. Just keep talking. You don't have to acknowledge what I'm doing.
Yep. I didn't have a weight loss this past week because I was kind of, I think I may have retained some water, you know, with all the salty foods that I had. So, and everybody sees here that, thanks, Jeff, because I was worried with her swinging the scissors at me. You know what I'm saying? And so I didn't lose anything. Renee maintained.
I did.
And so we're at 95.6. pounds for me, 85.6 for Renee, and our grand total is still 180.4 for Frog Pants. Now, babe, is this last week's total?
Don't read that. That's wrong.
Okay, if you missed last week, me tell you that last week's total was for Frog Pants. It was 3,046.9 pounds for 239 people. And what we're trying out today is some popcorn that our good friend, Punk Gopher from Nebraska, sent us.
Oh, my God.
Renee reached in the bag. And which bag? Did you do the third bag?
Or? I picked the, I don't know. I just went to the box.
She went to the box in the bottom, and she felt around. She grabbed the bag, and she pulled out the strawberry banana popcorn.
Oh, my God.
And you probably see her sniffing it.
Jeff told me to stop huffing.
I know you blowing your boogers all up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Oh, she's doing the farmer blowing the nose.
I'm just kidding. And, I didn't do it. But I'm sure
she sucked it back in. You heard that?
It's better to suck it back in than to put it all over the popcorn. This is Poppin' HR Snacks Strawberry Banana Smoothie. Oops, I guess I put it in front of the camera, shouldn't I? Strawberry banana smoothie popcorn.
Uh-huh.
It is very bright yellow, and it looks like reddish orange.
Okay. So I noticed you were over there huffing it.
It smells like cereal.
Really?
Yep. I'm going to get two pieces.
Two? Why don't you just get a handful? A nice size.
I have to make sure they're even. I have to get one of each whenever.
That's fine. And I have to thank Punk Gopher again, man, for sending us this.
Six pieces.
And it was awesome you to do this.
Here, smell it. Smell it. It smells like it.
I'm going to let you eat.
You need to smell it first.
I don't need to do nothing, be black and die.
And smell the popcorn.
I told you I'm going to work it in every show, right? I'm going to work that in every show.
Smell it.
Wow.
Doesn't it smell like the cereal? Oh, I can't remember what cereal it is.
Oh, man. This is like,
is it like, it's not Fruit Loops.
No, it's some, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch with the Crunch Berries.
Yep. Crunch Berry Captain Crunch.
That's what it, all right. Yep. So, all right, let me do.
Huh.
All right.
Now, Punk Gopher, you're in the chat room. Help me out, man. Now, is there a place in the second big city in Nebraska that sells this? Because I thought there was a shop that I went to that had different flavored popcorn. And I cannot remember the name of it. But I do remember the cookie place that's downtown, pretty close to the Lincoln Arts Center on 5th Street, I think. No, it's not 5th Street. But I cannot remember exactly where it was, but they had some of the best oatmeal, chocolate chip, peanut butter cookies at this store. And if I come back to Nebraska, you know, to visit, I'm definitely stopping at this place to get some popcorn.
And so, welcome Dana D, my sister, Danielle and her husband, D. Hello, Danny D.
All right, so go ahead and talk to them while I try this popcorn.
And you it smells like Cap'n Crunch cereal.
And you tell them
and it's
how
good. It tastes like it is. And most of the time, I thought the only sweet popcorn I like was caramel corn. Like Cap'n Crunch. But like Cracker Jacks and stuff like that. So, but it's good. It's not bad. Mom and Dad. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. No more cursing, Jay. We have.
Oh wow, that's really good.
It's good, but I couldn't eat a lot of it. I couldn't. And I can tell right now.
And this is popcorn you shouldn't eat a lot of.
You know what? And I want my family to try it. And
Renee didn't listen to me last week. The last time we had some of this popcorn that pumped Gopher Synthesis, I said, Renee, we need to put that in Lock and Lock, right? And you was like, no, we won't. It should keep. And even right here, Renee, you see what it says?
Yeah.
It says, keep this product cool.
Shut up. It's cool in here. Ew, I need some more because I tried the last week was root beer popcorn. It wasn't as good.
Oh,
and
Dr.
Root beer, Dr. Pepper tastes darn same anyway.
Yeah.
So, Danity and Mom and Dad, y'all gonna have some strawberry lemonade popcorn.
Strawberry banana.
Strawberry banana popcorn.
Strawberry banana smoothie.
Strawberry
popcorn.
Lemonade.
So, definitely, thank you, Punk Gopher.
Thank
for
you. That
to
was
us.
Good.
That was really, really, really good. I'm actually. That's really good. I really enjoyed the smell of it. So.
Yeah, it smelled, dude. I was like, "Oh my god, that's Cap'n Crunch."
I know. I was wondering what was going on over there.
I was huffing
the
bag.
I was like, "Why is she? You know, her nose all up in the bag."
And then
and everything.
You realized when you smelled it.
I did
while
realize.
I was huffing it.
I did.
So, thank you, Punk Gopher. That was. See, I would have never, ever, ever tried that if it wasn't for this podcast. So,
oh.
No, no. I was gonna say something really nice to you, but
go ahead.
No.
You were looking at me. You were making the eye contact.
It's passed. The moment has passed.
Oh well.
Mom cannot send Dad over here right now to get some.
No,
we're recording.
We're recording. Y'all will be all right.
Valentine's.
Ends.
Yeah. So today is none other than Joel Duggan's birthday.
Hi, Joel Duggan.
Joel Duggan, as you all may know, we were on his show, which is the Citadel Cafe, which can be found at thecitadelcafe.com.
Yes.
And he also does the Star-Crossed webcomic.
I'm jealous because he can draw.
Yep. And which he actually put together. A volume one of his collection of his comics from his website. And he had an Indigo project, or kind of like a Kickstarter, that he did. And we got one of his books. And we're actually, it's pretty cool. So go check him out. Today was his birthday. So we want to wish him a very happy birthday. I know he had an awesome breakfast because we're both breakfast people, you know, and we do the whole scramble thing. And then tomorrow,
bound by scrambled, the scrambled brothers.
Yeah, we're bound by scrambled. And then also last week was Jessica Emma's birthday from the Tadpool.
Happy belated birthday, Jessica.
Well, we told her happy birthday last week.
Happy.
But we're telling
birthday
her
again.
Husband Kim. Telling her husband Kim.
Gosh, I do not need to do this late at night.
Happy birthday today.
Happy birthday, Kim.
And then whose birthday is on Thursday?
Thursday. Well, we missed one.
No.
Did we? No. It should be on the same
Tuesday. Oh, Tuesday. Well, whose birthday is on Tuesday?
Leela, my namesake. I'm her namesake. This is my sister's friend that she met in college. Her name is also Renee. So I'm her namesake. And it is her birthday on Tuesday. And she is amazing and so nice and very, very sweet. So happy early birthday, Leela. So yay.
And then on Saturday, Jeremy Logan's birthday is on Saturday.
Do I know Jeremy Logan?
Jeremy
I probably
Logan.
Do.
Jeremy Logan. Yes. I think he's from the Tadpool.
See, I'm horrible with knowing people's names. So if we say your name and I say I don't know who you are, when you know darn well that I know who you are, please don't get offended.
But on Sunday, you never guess whose birthday it is. And you know what happens on certain birthdays that happen when they're actually in the audience, right?
Yeah. Who's you said when?
It's Sunday.
Sunday. Whose birthday is on
May 5th.
Whose birthday?
It is J.K. Grammer's birthday.
Oh, J.K.! J.K. Grammer's birthday.
It is.
It's on Sunday. And we do a special little something.
We do.
For people who are in the chat room when their birthday is.
And you know what else I'm going to do? You know, I'm going to take it a step further.
Hold on.
I'm going to take it just a step further.
Okay. Well, I just want to say it's Jeff's son's Jason's first birthday on Friday.
Oh, it is?
Yes. So happy first birthday. I hope you have many more.
I'm going to take it a step further. Go ahead and mute us on the background if you could there, JK.
Jeff's son's Jason.
Whoa. All right.
That's what. Oh, I see.
What is
weird.
Going on, Mr. Grammer?
Hi.
What's up, guys?
So, you thought we weren't going to say anything. You thought you were going to slide up under the radar, right?
That's what I do every year, man. I always slide under the radar.
Not this time.
So, you said, you know what? I'm going to take it a step further because he friended me on Skype.
That's very nice of him.
And I said, you know what? I know he's listening and he's online. So we're going to call him.
There you go.
And not only are you going to get the Valentine happy birthday song, you're going to get it live.
Oh. Yeah.
On the phone.
On the phone.
So.
To you.
So
yeah. So.
Happy.
Hold on. Whoa. I am not ready.
You're not ready?
Okay.
Now, Mom said we couldn't sing. We need Kim here for us to sing.
We're going
to
sing this birthday song. We don't need Kim.
She did.
Sing.
She tried to call us out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, okay, look.
Y'all need Kim to help y'all sing some of the songs.
Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, J.K. Grammer. Happy birthday to you.
So what you got planned?
Gonna go see Iron Man 3 with a buddy.
That's cool.
That's awesome. That sounds like a great birthday.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all kept your clothes on during the song.
Yeah, man. I know how it is, man. Every time Renee sings that song, all my clothes just drop off.
Underwear just drops.
I'm just sitting there and it's just like, bam. I'm like, oh, man, what happened? What just happened?
That's so funny.
Just don't do it while we're in the car. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. So happy birthday to you.
I am glad we get to sing a live birthday song. I love when that happens.
Yeah, man. So thanks for being. Yeah, man. So definitely have a great birthday. And thanks for listening. And, thanks for hanging out with us on these crazy nights like this. So
this is pretty nutty night.
And don't unleash the birds on me.
Yeah.
All right. You take it easy, man.
All right. Y'all too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yay! Yep. We haven't done that in a while. Good.
Yep. Because I didn't get a chance to look actually before
I'm glad you did.
Because I usually miss.
So he's not my friend on Facebook.
He's not.
You hate me, J.K. Grammer. What? That's fine.
Well, you know what?
Nah.
Renee,
nah.
Let's be real about this for a second. let's be real about how often you check Facebook.
Hey, I'm doing better. I checked it like 2 days in a row this
you
week.
Did.
So,
so
you know. No, JK. That's fine. I see how it is.
But yeah, and the good friend Steve Fugit, who cooks us the smoked meat, his birthday
does.
Is on Saturday as well. So, and that's also Derby Day,
Boom. Don't nobody care about Derby Day.
So yeah, so that's what happened. And Renee has a little bit of something to share that came in the news today.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching Twitter, and my good friend, I think, who tweeted this? It was Megan.
Okay.
Sully's wife.
Okay.
She tweeted that Jason Collins, who is a pro NBA.
That's he's right. a pro basketball player.
Pro basketball player. He actually wrote an article where he came out as gay, and it was a very, very, very well written article.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed what he had to say, because he didn't just say, "Hey guys, I'm gay."
right.
He actually just and he explained why he came out at this time, and his fears, and him being thankful. And this is not about sports. This is about something very, very personal. Shut up, Jeff.
Well, this is about sports, because everybody come out the closet every day, Renee, and he's getting special attention because he's an NBA player.
He's the first. He's the first major American sports professional person to come out and say, "Hey,
I think
y'all,
he's
I'm
the
gay.
First one to come out while he was still active."
Yes,
because
he's
there
still
was
active.
A football player that did come out,
and then some
the
people
fact.
Say, "Well, he's not really active because he's a free agent. He might not even get signed for this season." Yada yada yada. Okay, well, you know what? He's still trying to play this season, so it's not like he was done. And it was so well written, and eventually, people won't have to announce that they're out. And once that happens,
right?
Then we know we've reached a point where, you know.
I think people will still have to say that they're homosexual.
Yeah,
or
but
not.
They won't have to do an article about it and say, "Hey, I'm out."
Right,
you know?
Right. I understand that.
And
but then
it
again,
won't be scandalous.
But
as
you know
much
what
anymore.
Though, it may, because I mean because, you know, with us being black,
yes.
People can, most of the time, can look at us and say, "Okay, they're not white." You know what I'm saying? But being a sexual orientation, you can't just look at someone, unless if you do, you'll get called out for being I don't even know the right word for just assuming someone something just because of their actions.
Stupid.
Because, okay, we'll take stupid also. Stupid is great. But just by saying, "Oh, okay, he acts feminine,
right?
He
so,
must be gay,
so therefore he's
or
gay.
He likes clothes, so he must be gay."
Yeah.
You
oh,
know?
Oh, he can decorate a room really well,
right.
So he must be gay.
Right.
And that's not true. But I just want to read one paragraph. There were lots of things I liked about it, but
okay.
I think I'm gonna read my favorite one.
All right.
He said, "Openness may not completely disarm prejudice, but it's a good place to start. It all comes down to education. I'll sit down with any player who's uneasy about my coming out. Being gay is not a choice. This is a tough road, and at times, the lonely road. Former players like Tim Hardaway, who said, 'I hate gay people,' and then became a supporter of gay rights, fuel homophobia. Tim is an adult. He's entitled to his opinion. God bless America. Still, if I'm up against an intolerant player, I'll set a pretty hard pick on him and then move on."
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going along slowly.
Yep.
I think it's becoming more and more accepted, which I hope happens, because people will be bullied less, they'll be beat up less, they'll be killed less for being gay, which is crazy that happens.
Right.
So, shut up, Danielle. This is not about sports, okay? This is a human interest story. Y'all need to. We are not the sports show. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, we did talk about sports at the beginning.
Shut up,
show
Jay.
Also.
We're not the sports show.
Hey.
So I just wanted to say, Jason Collins, I'm proud of you. I know it takes a lot of courage. I don't care what anybody else says. It takes a lot of courage to do something like that. So
yep.
I'm proud of you.
Yep. So if folks wanted to reach us by email, they could do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentinecast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
How come you didn't let me see what the Facebook page was? I let you see what the Facebook page was last week, and I did the first part.
All right.
And the Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast.
Okay.
And if you want to call us, you can always call us at 415-758-2278 and leave us a voicemail.
And what's that? What's
415-75-VCAST. If you can't remember.
Yep. What about video?
Will you let me do this?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 2 years. I know what to say. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. And if you want to tweet Jay and tell him how much of a crazy person he's been,
she almost
you can
me a
tweet
dick.
Him at the cowboy, T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed, if you want to tell me how awesome and right I am all the time, is the Ice Flow, TheIceFlow.
Where this music for our intro and outro, where can I get this at?
You can get this at prettylicemusic.com, who has amazing music, like this one, which is If I Gave You My Love, and I love the sampling, and it's really, really awesome.
Yep. And I want to say thank you to our live chat room.
You all were bumping tonight.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for being so involved and just being a part of our show. And thanks for calling in, Hando. And thanks for being ready to answer the phone, Mr. Grammar. I'm just trying to think real quick. Do I have anything for next Monday that I want to tell anybody?
What do you mean?
Check out our Facebook. Go like us, because I'm going to put up pictures of our...
You don't have to like us.
Yeah, you don't have to like us. but friends like us, because we're almost at 100 likes.
Oh my gosh, that is so sad.
Not like that I really care. That's not why we do it.
I know. It's not why we do it.
It's just another avenue for us to
say,
get out information.
Say what the heck we're doing.
And be like Punk Gopher. You know, he knew. He didn't know about a Twitter feed.
He didn't.
Or it could have slipped his mind.
I don't know how.
Because
he's
heard
it every week.
No, he's a busy guy. I mean, he's sending out popcorn to everybody. You know what I'm saying? He's like the popcorn Santa Claus.
When it like comes to the end of our show, he doesn't listen. He just says, oh.
I got to get the popcorn. Time to make the donuts. So I can't give him a hard time, man, because I got to keep that popcorn coming, you know
popcorn,
what I'm saying?
We need more popcorn.
Yeah. And plus, too, on his part, he didn't do a lot of Twitter. He did say that when he followed us.
Yes,
so
yeah,
don't let Renee give you shit.
Oh,
so,
whoa. I didn't get nobody shit.
And you know what?
Oh.
When we do a late show, we get off track.
We get off track, and it goes longer, and it is ridiculous.
And you know how long this show is?
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to.
It's less than an hour and 30.
That's pretty sad.
Oh, man.
Well,
maybe we should
have did
this
show.
Tuesday night. We should do this tomorrow.
Doing show laters is not a good idea.
It is not.
Not a good idea.
It gets crazy after dark.
Nutty. All right, y'all have a great night, and I can't wait to talk to you all next week.
Yep, that's the truth.
Bye. I think we should end now before we say anything else.
Thanks, chat room. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Strawberry banana popcorn's the best.